Nearly everyone in Springfield is familiar with the Sartoma Chili Cook-Off. It's the big celebration in February where local businesses and organizations compete for the best chili, all while helping support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Anyone who's been to a chili cook-off knows that live music is a major part of the day's events. This year's event on February 23rd will again feature the KSMU acoustic stage, as well as the main stage in the big room of the Downtown Expo Center. I spoke with Sartoma and Ken Childers about what makes live music such a vital part of this event.
If there's one thing we Americans expect to be, it's entertained.
Ken has been with Sartoma long enough to have seen the event evolve over the years.
So I am a 18-year veteran of Sartoma. I remember a long time ago when this used to be held in what was known as the Sears Building before it morphed into the Expo Center. So just the top part, that was about it. There was no big three massive floor Expo Center, and it was a seriously good time.
The first Springfield Sartoma Club formed over 80 years ago to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club in town. The word Sartoma is actually an acronym standing for Service to Mankind. 38 years ago, in 1981, the local group held its first ever chili cook-off. It was a simple affair without live music.
We joke about, like, you know, how many people were there and what it raised and everything like that. And I'm like, well, if you're telling me right, then there's no way there was even room for a stand or any money to even plug an amp in. It was kind of just a real thrown together thing.
The Sartoma Club knew live music was a great way to draw a crowd. There were a lot of members of the group who were already in bands.
So it's just been a natural that Springfield, being the music hub that it is, but not necessarily that everybody in the world knows yet. So when you bring it into a party like this, it's like, I know him, I know her. And it makes it a lot of fun. It feels like it's in your backyard. And it is in your backyard.
This year, on February 23rd, the main stage will feature music from the Mixtapes, the Dirty Saints, Ryan Collins, Smokey Folk, and the Steve Moeller Band. DJ CEO will spin tunes between sets. Upstairs, the KSMU acoustic stage will take a more chill approach to live music. Again, here's Ken Childers.
It's not the Super Bowl halftime show. It's, you know, it's what leads into that and gets people a chance to... Oh, this will break me into going down and having a beverage and seven bowls of chili and everything else.
Running faster now before they leave.
The Shandys will kick things off at the KSMU acoustic stage at 11, followed by the Henderson Kids at noon. This brother and sister duo features Mike Henderson and Sartoman Melissa Henderson Ray. Drifter's Mile will shake things up at 1 o'clock, giving a full band vibe to the stage.
And then with the acoustic stage, you're often getting like one or two, a singer-songwriter and stuff. So this will be more of a band up there, but it fits the mold. It fits the genre and stuff of what we're trying to present during that time.
The final performance on the KSMU acoustic stage will be Justin Larkin and his suitcase at 2 o'clock. KSMU is stoked to be a part of the Sartoma Chili Cook-Off again, raising money for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Springfield. Be sure to check out SartomaChiliCookoff.com to get the latest schedules and tickets for the event. The Chili Cook-Off has a rich history of live music and public engagement that brings the community together year after year. I'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.
Yeah, I'm shelter in the shade.